In you, O God, is the fountain of life. In your light we shall see light. For there is a river whose fountain shall make glad the city of God. The heavens declare your glory, and the firmament your handiworks. Day unto day uttereth speech. Night unto night reveals knowledge. For there is no speech nor language where your voice is not heard. Your line has gone through the earth, and your words to the end of the world. You have set in us a tabernacle for your Son. Thank you, sweet Holy Ghost, for causing us to enjoy the sweetness of your brightness, for nourishing us through your word. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. You know, when the Bible says that repent. To repent is not to have a change in behavior. Where is metanoia? To have change in mindset. He said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. He said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So he said, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So, you know, when it comes to the sharing of God's word, for example, in these meetings like this, I'm not coming to share with you that which you don't know. But I'm talking about you. I'm talking about the real you on the inside. Your God begotten self. That real you on the inside is ignorant of nothing. That real you on the inside has the fullness of God. It is of his fullness you have received. So if you carry the fullness of God, there is nothing in God that is not in you. Everything in God is in you. Do you understand? So we are not of those who are in pursuit of new revelations. All of God has been revealed and is Christ. And Christ has become our essence and our inward being. It means the demystification of God is within us. So for you, see, right now in this meeting, all I'm going to do is that I'm going to bring you to the knowledge of you. In all our discussions, you come to the consciousness of what you are on your inside. When we talk about spiritual growth is not your spirit growing. Spirit don't grow. There is no spirit that grows. The day you become born again, you are full of God as God is completely. You are not now becoming God. When I'm talking about God, I'm not talking about small G-O-D. I'm talking about capital G-O-D. Alright? You become all that God is on the inside from the day you become born again. What happens to you is that your growth is in consciousness. You grow in the consciousness of what you are on the inside. When you look into a mirror, what you see in the mirror is what you are. The word of God is a mirror. When you look into God's word, what you see in the word of God is what you are. You don't become it. So when you see in the word of God that you are the righteousness of God, you don't become righteous the day you saw. No, you were the righteousness of God from the day you entered Christ, or the day Christ entered you. You became holy the day Christ entered you. You became perfect the day Christ entered you. You don't become perfect the day you read from the scriptures that you are perfect. No, you are perfected from day one. You understand? So in this meeting, it's a fellowship. It's a sharing. It's a participation. It's a mingling together. You know why? You have a mingled life. I would say, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. It means that with the spirit is you are. The Holy Spirit in you is you. The Holy Spirit with you is the Holy Spirit. There are no two spirits in you. So how can one know that which is the mind of a person? Save the spirit of a person. All right? Now he said, we have not received the spirit of this world, but we have received the spirit of God. It means that which is in the mind of God is in you. There is nothing on God's mind that is not in you. So we are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. See, when you use the word workmanship, he's talking about poema. To me, it means you are the poems of God, the expressions of thought. Now, when we talk of the expressions of thought, we are talking about, poem is when someone writes a poem, the person exposes and discloses all that is on his mind. Gaba Zadaba. Say this, I know God. Oh, say it like you mean it. I know God. Now listen to me. When I say something, say it, because you create your sphere, your atmosphere by your words, right? So don't wait for me to tell you to say it. Say it. You understand? You are building capacity. You know, as you speak words, they give you the kind
kind of atmosphere you need. Any kind of atmosphere you need is tied to the words you speak. Okay? So when I say, you should say it like you mean it.
Say, I'm in charge.
Yeah. Talk like a light being. Talk like a light being. Say it, I'm in charge. Now say this, I'm a child taker. You know, you don't say this, I'm a child taker. There's something about postures. Postures. You maintain a radical posture. That's how you draw. All right? Shout it, I'm in charge. You are not even taking charge of your seat. Shout it better, I'm in charge. Take charge for the person by you to know that you are in charge. Shout,
I'm in charge. I'm a charge taker.
My guys are there. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Put your hands to the Holy Spirit. You reign, Jesus reign. You reign, Jesus reign. King of Zion, Judah's Lion, you reign, Jesus reign. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. I have many things to share with you in this meeting. And what I want is that I want you to draw. And that was what I was trying to establish with you. But I'm lighting up the reality in you. And yours is to draw. You know, yours is to take hold of it. It is an expression. I always say that creation is not actually waiting for sons of God. Creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. To be a son of God is not all that the Lord has intended. The Lord's intention is not sonship in terms of position. That's what I meant when he says, not all that he intended. That you'll be seated with your legs crossed. The essence of our sonship is for expression. Fatherhood is for birthing. Sonship is for expression. So to be a son of God is to become the very expression of God. You cannot express that which you are not. You express what you are. Everything that is of God, you are, and you express it. But the reason you are not able to express these things is because you have not come to the consciousness of them. But when you come into the consciousness of these things, then now, you begin to demonstrate them. The day you begin to raise the dead was not the day you received the ability to raise the dead. The ability to raise the dead resides in you. It's called the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? You don't become. You are. Your becoming is not in nature. Your becoming is in expression. Whatever we become in God is not in nature. What we become in God is in expression. And what brings us to that place of consciousness is the word of his grace. Apostle Paul said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. The word of his grace has the capacity to build you up. The building up of the word of grace is not to bring you to a place. No. You are already there. So, as born again, receiving, hearing the word of his grace is not to bring you to a place in terms of nature, in terms of disposition. It's to bring you to a place in terms of expression. The eternal plan of God is coded in the gospel. The gospel is the language of God. The gospel is not that which came after the death of Jesus. The gospel was not produced because of the problem of sin. It is not sin that motivated the gospel. The gospel was the only thing that was. It is good news. It is the news of God. The The only news God have and will ever have is the gospel. The gospel is not another message. It's the only message. The gospel is not another teaching. It's the teaching. It is not the topic we treat. It is all of the message. Because the gospel is not just a doctrine. It's not a mere talk. It's not a theology. It's not a theological discourse. The gospel is a person. It means good tidings. Good tidings was embodied by Christ. Christ is the embodiment of good tidings. Are you with me? Now speak in tongues. Some of you are too serious. Speak in tongues and begin to smile. Karaba shata kabaraba. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Come on, I can't feel you. Speak in tongues. Marakeshotoko pasata. Ranteke bereba zanda barababa. Makuzurba zanda barababa. Lakato sheke paraba. Ratakavalalaba. Labanda barababa shanda berebe. Makosonte berebaba. Ratasanda balalaba. Makozonte kedebosh. Radigo sotekeba. Ligaba shata kabaya. Hey, varaya. Maronde belele boche. Rata kapasonte kebababa. Ronde karababa shanda baraba. Vurante kepe. Vurapatapa. Vurante kepe. Vurate bedebe. Vurashanda ba. Barante biribikapa. Shone minimikato. Shone minimikapa. In the name of Jesus, shouted, I carry God. Shouted, I carry God. Shouted, I carry God. Shouted, I carry God. You don't mean it. I carry God. As big as God is, I carry Him. As big as God is, I carry Him. Paraba shata paraba. Onde beredeba. The sun can carry 6 million times of the earth. Yet is the smallest star. This whole universe issued out of the outbreathings of God. As big as God is, He carries this world in His hand, yet He dwells in us. You are big on the inside. You are bigger than that challenge, bigger than that cause, bigger than that situation. I said, you are big. You are not exposed to how big you are. It's because you have not yet handled the gospel. Listen to me. The gospel is the mind of God declared. The gospel is the reality of God unveiled. The gospel is the only thoughts of God. There is nothing again God has. The gospel is not a matter of sin. It's a matter of your sonship. Oh, I love the gospel. Oh, glory. The gospel is the unveiling of lights and perfections. Are you with me? It's the unveiling of lights and perfection. When you come and you're exposed to the gospel, eternal life invades your system. It's eternal life entering you. That's what the gospel is. Now, eternal life is not a life we receive after death. And eternal life is not the life that we are to receive because sin entered the world. Eternal life is the life God intended for us to receive. The only life God wanted us to have is His life. You know, from the beginning of time, God wanted an expression. God wanted a dwelling. God was not interested in worshippers. He's not looking for worshippers. He's looking for fellows, aloes. I'm an aloes of God. I'm an aloes of God. I'm an aloes of God. Balaketo shata. I'm an another of the same kind of God. He's looking for fellows. He was looking for a body. Now let me explain something to you. When God created Adam, He breathed a breath into Adam. When God breathed into Adam, Adam became a living soul. Adam did not become a life-giving spirit. He became a living soul. Now, for Adam to be a living soul, he received a vessel into himself. Spirit of Adam was not a treasure. The spirit of Adam was a vessel. His spirit was like gloves, looking for a hand to contain him. That was what the spirit of Adam was. So when God made Adam, Adam was neither mortal nor immortal. He was a vessel, waiting for something to carry on his inside. The Lord told him, of all the trees in the garden you can partake of, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I mean, the last time when I came, I pointed out this. Let me point out again. I'm going to talk to you as though I've not been here before. So so that I can lay solid foundation for the brethren that have not heard me speak to them before. Now, he said, of all the trees you can partake of, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When he spoke of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, this is what he was talking about. You see, people think that it is better to be good than to be evil. No. To be good without the divine life is as equal as evil. Because good and evil are of the same tree. The tree is called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When you see a mango tree, the fruit of the mango tree is called mango. When you see the tree of cassava or basically the tree is orange tree, the fruit of the orange tree is called what? Orange. When you see the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is called what? Good and evil. So your goodness is as equal as evil without the divine life. It's the divine life that makes the difference. If you don't carry a divine life in you, your goodness is as equal as evil. I know a man called Cornelius. Remember, Cornelius was a good man. He gave alms to the building of the temple and to matters of God. Yet he was not saved. His goodness was as equal as evil. You may be allergic, doing all the good things in this world. When a divine life has not entered you, your goodness is as equal as the Babanture who is killing. There's no difference between you. That is why the issue of salvation is not a matter of your goodness. It's a matter of the goodness of Christ. It's the matter of you receiving the divine life. It's not a matter of your goodness. It's not a matter of how evil you are. It's a matter of your inward disposition and your inward position. It's not a matter of how hard you work. Because your labor is as equal as debt. It is reckoned as debt. It is your believing to receive. So Adam was not to do anything to receive the life of God. He was only to eat from the tree. All that Adam was to do was to eat from the tree. But he ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God's issue with Adam was not that Adam disobeyed him. God's issue with Adam was that Adam believed wrongly. Your challenge is not because you are disobeying God. Your challenge is not because you have masturbation as your addiction. Your challenge is not because you are addicts. Let me tell you, if you are born again, you don't have addiction. What you have is a lie. The born again does not have an addiction. And I'll explain that as time goes on. Somebody begin to raise your eyebrows. Don't worry, you will start raising more eyebrows. You think you have an addiction? You've believed in a lie over the years, like Adam. Adam believed in a lie. He said, for when you take of this tree, now when I talk about Adam, I'm not talking about the male. When I talk about Adam, I'm talking about both male and female. It was in Genesis 5 verse 1. That was male and female created he them, and he called them Adam. The female was not called woman. Woman means one who came out of man. Yet he did not come out of man, he came out of God. The source of the female man is not man. The source of the female man is God. So male and female created he them, and he called all of them Adam. So the name of the female man was Adam. But the male man, because he was an initiator, initiated a name by which he responded to. Some of you call your sweethearts babe. Don't worry. When they start behaving like babies, then you will know. Call them babe. Babe. When they start crying, yeah. Then you realize that you have married a babe. I'm talking about the corporate being. I'm talking about the icon of creation. Okay? And this Adam was a priest. And that was why what happened to Adam affected the entire universe. Because he was a priest. The essence of priesthood is to become a supply. God made us to be priests. The essence of priesthood is to be a supply. Okay? Alright. So, Adam was not to believe in the lie that he partaking of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he will become like God. God had made him to be a vessel to carry him. He becoming like God was not from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was from he partaking from the tree of life. Somebody said, why didn't God really impose on him to partake of the tree of life from the beginning? It's a very simple matter. Look at your body. Your body is a soil. The soil, you see, your body is a soil. God made man to be a farmer, to farm on his own soil. He said he shall till the ground. The body was made out of the dust of the earth. So tilling the ground was not just the soil, it includes his body. Means that Adam was supposed to sow the divine life into himself. The divine life was in the tree of life. He was to partake of the life in the tree of life. He partaking of the life in the tree of life, the seed of the divine life, it enters his body and it germinates. What God wants is that he wants his life to germinate in us. He doesn't want to force his life onto us. We've been called onto the germination of life. All that God wanted was his life to germinate in you. So you made your physical body from the dust of the earth. So when you made it from the dust of the earth, as you partake of the tree of life, the seed of the divine life is sown into your body and germinates as God in you. So God wanted to germinate in Adam as incorruptible being. He wanted to germinate in Adam as an incorruptible seed. But Adam partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and sin germinated in Adam. Adam did not become a sinner because he went to kill someone. Adam did not become a sinner because he went to steal. Adam became a sinner because the seed of sin entered him. And the seed of sin germinated in him. So it's the germination of sin in Adam that made Adam become sin. That his seed became sin. Anything he produced was sin. Now he realized that because his spirit was just a vessel looking for the divine life to carry, that is why he could take on sin. If the divine life was in Adam, he couldn't have become sin. The same way, now that the divine life has entered you, it's called an incorruptible seed. The being born, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. It is not possible for your inner man to be corrupted. That is why it's an error for you to think that you have a demonic spirit. Your spirit cannot contain a demon. It is the Holy Ghost himself in you. Your spirit has become one spirit with God. God himself is in you. You are God as God is on your inside. A demon cannot be in you. You can be afflicted by demonic stuff due to lies that you believe in, due to wrong confession and wrong atmosphere you create for yourself. But it cannot be in a new creation. A new creation spirit cannot be possessed by a demon. Because he has been born not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed. The divine life is not to be created in you. The divine life is to be birthed in you. When a seed is sown in the soil, it is born out of the soil. The germination of a seed from a soil is the birthing of the life of a plant, of a plant life. So what God wanted was that he wanted his life to be born in us. He didn't want his life to be created in us, because the life of God cannot be created. The life of God can only be birthed into us. You cannot create the life of God. When the life of God is created, it is not the life of God. It's an inferior life. So the person you became on the inside from the day you became born again was that being who has been in God before time began. That person was not created. He was in God's mind. The new creation is not a creation. It's one who has been born. He's got a new creation because he's one who carries a creative power as well. We are building, laying foundation. We are building capacity. We'll be hitting the head very soon. Makava Satush. Rotaka Paraba. Oh, doubts are being removed. Lukande Kesbratashtava. Maradaba Shanda Barababa. Ron teke ba koko sheke ba. Le pratu ze givosha. I don't have to beg you to speak in tongues. We are working something on our inside. Kirorobo shata vratish. Building our inward being like an edifice. Ikolomonji ze de beresh. Fratuzo ze reke ba. Randu go shen mande radaya. Baba shandaraba.
Time to wait another day. The gospel must be preached.